Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Well, hey there, beloveds. Happy Monday. What's up? It's Really Riley, your host for this piece of audio in your ear holes. If you guys are new around here, welcome. Thank you for listening. This is my little corner of the world where I like to often rant. I like to give things very real, raw, sometimes funny. A lot of times I like to make you cry or just go, what the fuck did that girl just say? And today I have my favorite co-pilot with me, my husband, Marshall.
Hello.
We've had a really great day. It was Easter as we're recording this. You're going to hear this in the morning. We're a little sleepy, but I think it was a good day. Like, it was crazy. We did a lot this weekend.
No, it was jam-packed, but it was a good weekend.
Yeah, we baked. We went over to a family's house, two different houses. That's the first time we've done that as a family, where we've popped around to different houses. And I'm the type of person that I get like FOMO when I don't get invited places, but a lot of times I'm like exhausted doing it, because even though we only have two kids, we don't have 10, it feels like it sometimes with Malin. But I think it was good. I think we made some memories for them, and you know, it was nice.
No, absolutely. I mean, they got three hunts out of it, and
yeah,
you know, it's good. It's a lot.
Yeah. Like, it's a little bit brain melting, and you know, yeah, but that's not what this podcast is about. I just wanted to, you know, give a little nod to that we stop looking at my notes. You can't see it yet. That we had a really good weekend. I'm not showing Marshall the topic of what we're going to talk about today just yet, because this is a conversation that I've had like a faux fight with him about. And it's something he's been trying to get me to do since probably the origin of our relationship. And I have ADHD. So for me, the littlest tasks sometimes seem like the biggest deal. So Marshall also has ADHD, but his ADHD is like a little different. Like, you tend to like phase out, like blink out in certain conversations sometimes. Your ADHD is calmer, is basically what I'm saying. Like, you don't get activated as easily as I do. Or
no.
Maybe you're just better at hiding it.
Yeah, maybe.
Something like that. You're definitely the condom I crazy, for sure. So, I mean, you might have a lot of hurricanes going on in your head, but they're not as outward as mine. Let's put it that way. But what I mean by that is, like, literally the smallest tasks to me sometimes can be mountains, and it will take forever for me to get them done. Also, this podcast is not about ADHD. I'm just adding a little fun flavor there. I'm going to read you the title of this people.com article that I saw that came up on Instagram. You're already rolling your eyes at me. If you could see this side eye right now, seriously, he has one that's way more wicked than mine. Are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Should you ditch your companion at TSA if you have pre-check and they don't? A travel expert answers. Okay, so we're going to get into this in a second, but I want to read you a little bit of what the article said. So People spoke to travel pro and etiquette expert. She's a travel pro and etiquette expert. That sounds like kind of a bullshit job. You know what I mean? Like, how do you become a travel pro and an etiquette expert? Like, is this 1952? Like, what is your job title? Do you teach people how to speak? I know that's an actual thing, but it's not something I would really pay money for.
Honestly, I didn't know that was a thing.
Maybe a travel pro, but not an etiquette.
Well,
expert.
I mean, is that like a former,
Miss America, or a former, like, I don't know, like,
no, like, it's a like a travel advisor, and then they're
right,
doing that.
The etiquette part is what's bugging me. Like, finishing school, but did we even do that anymore?
I don't know. I thought that shit was only in like England.
Well, I mean, I never did it. That's for damn sure. But her name's Nicole Campoy Jackson, and she, what does she work for? She works for Floral Travel. And I don't even know what that is. But the article says PreCheck's been around since 2013. Damn, it's been that long.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, well, it's offered at more than 200 airports in the U.S. You'd think that'd be more, but it requires an application and a process fee, and that for me is like, what do I have to get? I don't have to go to the airport. I have to go to the DMV to get this?
Yeah, so...
Because that sounds fun.
Yeah, like in the MVA, you like there's like a separate office.
Yeah.
And if you have your application, they just ask you a few questions, I think. I mean, that's
You're waving your hand at it like it would be a 5-second process, because we also have to realize...
No, it's actually pretty quick.
Okay, but you got yours pre-COVID, and it seems like post-COVID, every damn thing takes longer.
Well, you make an appointment, so it's like...
Doesn't matter. How many times have you made an appointment for a doctor's appointment, and you sit there for 45 minutes, and then they talk to you for 3 seconds, and then you on your way? If this was an appointment that I'm right, no?
Yeah, I mean, but I felt like this one was pretty quick. It was like 15 minutes.
See, this is what I mean. We're already going to get into an argument about this. But this article asks her, like, is it actually rude to leave your partner behind if you have pre-check and they don't? I'm going to go into what she says in a second, but Marshall and I, when was the first time that we traveled together as a couple? It's like, cause we moved so fast. We got engaged inside of 6 months.
No, Atlanta was the first place.
So we were together. We were not engaged. No, we were engaged.
No, not yet.
No, we weren't.
No.
Oh God. Okay. So it was like 4 months in.
This was, yeah. Cause it was in April. It was before my show.
Your bodybuilding show.
Yeah. So that was in.
Okay, so that's funny how you like your timeline of like. Because
I remember like I was on prep.
Oh,
and
we couldn't go a lot of places. Eat anywhere. You brought prep with you too, like food prep. Anyway, whole
hashtag
different podcast.
Pre-check.
Right. Oh. Okay. So I forget. Did you go through pre-check that one time and leave me behind?
For that, I had all my meals with me.
Oh.
And they just went right through.
I forgot you actually left me behind. I'm surprised I said yes. I am surprised I said yes to your proposal. Okay, so. This is so funny that I forgot that this article came up, that you actually did this to me. So you've been bothering me to get pre-check for ever. And I'm like, it's been 5 years. And for me, it's not like I don't want to. It's not like the perk wouldn't be great because I hate waiting in the airport line. Hate it. Like, especially with children, and I'm not a light packer, and I can't stand the airport. But me and my ADHD friend just haven't gotten it. And how much is it again? It's like $75.
Yeah,
it was for like 5 years,
something like that.
It's probably
like
more
years.
Now.
No, I mean, like I think I got an email like a year or two ago and renewed it
so. For nothing.
No, I mean, I think the renewal was only like, I mean, don't quote me on this, but it was like 25. It wasn't that much.
Okay, well, regardless, I'd rather spend that $25 in an outfit.
Speaking of renewing things, my passport, I think, needs to be renewed.
Oh, great. No, it's not actually because we renewed our anyway. Because mine's not renewed. No. Oh, I changed my.
You're
name.
Good.
Anyway, we're going off on tangents because we're tired, but. I forgot that we'd actually gone through TSA and you had to go through, but you had a reason. You had food and that was a goal and I didn't have that. And we'd only been dating for a little while. So you couldn't have gotten through with those meals, I don't think, if you hadn't had pre-check. Or could you? Or you were scared to?
No, I don't think I could have because they take a lot of stuff out. And like, it's just the convenience of just leaving everything in there and just rolls through.
Well, so it's like, it's not like I don't have anything against it. And it is annoying to wait in line. I do believe it. It's worth it. So don't at me. But it's also too, there's some airports that it's like, oh, just go ahead. Like you don't have to take your shoes. I think it's like, honestly, contingent upon who's running like the carousels. Cause sometimes like you don't have to take your shoes off. And then sometimes like, yeah, you do. It is a roll of the dice. So I agree with you that pre-check is a lot easier and nicer. I'm still shocked that I blocked that out of my memory that you actually went through pre-check without me, because if you did that shit now and you left me behind, I know you would never do that with the kids, but if you did that just me and you, and would you ever do that, like if you didn't have a reason?
No, if I didn't have a reason, but it just makes me pester you more to get it because it's like, oh, you know,
so you guys view Marshall, my husband,
I just hate, you know, being in like confined spaces with people and like
I do too,
taking all your shit off and then it's like pops out of the conveyor belt and then you're this rush to get like your belt on everything in your pocket and all the stuff off the thing where it's like I can just roll, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I mean, I get it. It's not like I like that. I'm an impatient motherfucker. It's not like I am this patient, the virtue of patience. You know me? I mean, I hate it. I do. It's not that. It's just those mundane things like, you know, taxes, the things like, you know, going to the dentist. I just don't like those things. I would much rather be doing other things. And also, I have so much time during the day to myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
You bet. What?
I'm kidding.
You better be fucking kidding. I don't though, especially now with running like two businesses and just things have changed. No, I don't have the time that I used to.
It's nonstop.
Exactly. So for me to take time out of whatever little time I have to myself or like to work to go do that, just. But you would you dare, now that we are married and have two children and I'm your life partner and you got to deal with me forever, ever, money, ever, 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 would you ever leave me behind? Pre-check.
No, like I mean, because how many trips have we been on where I've gone through the regular way.
Well, not that many married. I'm hooked to you now. I don't think you would have done that shit if I wasn't already promised to you forever. Look at your face.
No, okay. I mean, I've gone through all of them with you. Regular.
I know, but not, have we been on a trip together since we've been married on the plane?
We were in Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Oh, that was a fucking
and
trip,
there was
though.
There was a few other airports and stuff like that we were at in that trip. So,
oh,
I mean,
that
like,
was a
I did.
Trip. Ugh, like that was a great trip, like the great to go to Puerto Rico, first world problems, but the, oh my God, because I think that like when we had to stop in Atlanta and then we had to go through Atlanta to Puerto Rico, and it was like we had to skip through airlines or you know, go to a different airline, and then it was like we saw the line, and I don't know if that airport person was an angel, thought I had a cute ass, like maybe thought you had a cute ass, I don't know, but like I walked up to that one line. It was supposed to be pre-check because the line to get through regular was crazy. And I don't know if he saw that I was just like frantic or whatever. And he's like, oh, you can go through here, remember? And it was supposed to be pre-check. Somehow they let like four or five people through. And then all of a sudden the other people had, I don't know, it must have been the universe. So to your argument of pre-check, yes. Okay, if we were ever traveling internationally from right now, I would get over myself and go get it. What are you looking at me like that for?
Yeah, I mean, I just think, period. It's like, I mean, it's not like if you don't have pre-check, like pre-check, it's not like you're like looking down and like, oh, look at all these like peasants that have to go through like the regular way. You know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? Like, I don't view it like that. It's just like, I don't like being around a lot of people. Like,
I
don't. So it's like, if I can get through that shit as quick as possible with like the least amount of inconvenience to myself, I'm going to do it. Like I just,
okay. Do you know what's hilarious about this whole conversation is everyone always views my husband Marshall as this very sweet, calm, quiet guy, which you are, but Marshall's annoyance or irritation or resting bitch face is not that apparent to anyone else in this universe, but me, because when you're irritated, most people don't know it. I know it. It's just a certain, his sigh is like a damn dragon, and Lyric's starting to do that too. It's like you, the only person that will feel that angst will be me. And it's not like I am not, because I'm outward with it. I'll be like, but it's so funny to hear you be like, I don't like people. Get the fuck away from me. Because I feel the same way, not in every situation. Like, I entertain for a living, honestly. So when it's you and I going to a place that's supposed to get us away from everyday life, no, I don't want to be around a bunch of people. They're sweating and coughing and, you know, like I love my kids. I love kids, period. But I don't want your kid that's got snot in his face.
I mean,
up in my space.
I don't know if I should like say this or not.
Oh God,
you know what I mean? But like,
do I have to edit this?
No.
Well, good, because I don't like to do that.
Well, like, I mean, going through, it's like some of these people, like I'll go, it'll, like my stuff goes to the conveyor belt when I go through like the regular way, mm-hmm. right? And like one of the times I was like pulled aside and they had like the extra whatever. It's like I know, like if you're looking at that screen. That metal badge in my wallet that just went through that conveyor belt, like,
oh, they're gonna get it.
You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
What the hell? You know what I mean? Like, and a lot of them, like, great. And I mean, any agency, any department, any whatever, you know what I mean, are gonna have some of those people. But it's like, the one person was like on a power trip. I was like,
oh yeah,
you need to take it down.
Okay,
like
I will. Yes, I will co-sign with you on this one, badge or not. It's like that is like, never, ever have I seen somebody use their power and put their, you know, eggplant on the table. Oh, like people that are going through your bag in TSA, because it's the most degrading experience sometimes when they're just going through your shit and going through it like it's not your personal belongings. And I'm not expecting you to fold my shit up, but it's also like when you're just examining my things, I feel like I'm about to get a fucking pap smear. It's like, okay, you don't have to be so rude. And I, give me this, babe, I'm a pistol. Don't start shit, won't be shit. I know when to reel it in, which is not very often, but I will. But I, in like a customer service situation, until provoked, I'm pretty cool, right? Mm-hmm. I'm a hello, how are you? Thank you so much. Excuse me, sir, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not gonna mess with somebody at TSA because I got somewhere to go and there's hundreds of dollars and a ticket on the line. If you get kicked out the airport, I'm not gonna do that shit. But damn it, be nice. Like, well, I had one TSA person once that Lyric was a baby and his bottle went through and I had the baby, like the formula powder, and I had water in his bottle. It was just something that I do as a mom always, and it came through and he saw it and he was like, oh, this is for the baby, isn't it? And I was like, yeah, shoot, I'm so sorry. And it wasn't like this big long thing. He's just like, you know what, go over there, just dump it out, you're fine. And then he, you know, like, let me through. He was completely nice. The last time I went to Atlanta, and I love my ATL, y'all know this, I'm a peach forever, ever. They're so rude there. It's like, I understand it's probably not the situation where most people are kind to TSA. They're rushing, they're rude. Some people are like putting on airs and they think that just because, you know, they're going somewhere tropical that they're above you. But I don't do that. Like, and also I work in media, you know, like my persona, my brand is my business. Everyone's a potential listener. You know what I mean? Everybody's a potential client or somebody that's going to potentially cancel your ass. So I try to be nice, but damn, yes, you're right. Like,
well, how much would you pay to avoid that?
I get it. I know. I didn't say it wasn't worth it. Will you please be nice? It's not, babe, you understand though. Like, and I know a lot of people are probably rolling their eyes right now, but you do understand how it is for me with the ADHD situation, that it's just, I don't know why, and it's embarrassing. It is that it's like little things for me will feel like mountains. Mm-hmm. Like I climb mountains every fucking day in everything I do, in the gym, in work, in life, in family, in love. But everyday nuances with me are like crippling sometimes, which I'm working on it, you know, but that like this will probably be one of those ones that will be like married for like another couple of years and I'll come home and be like, babe, look what I did today, you know, and you'll be mm-hmm. like, oh, finally. But back to what this article says about it, her opinion on this, whether or not to ditch your travel partner, know your audience, which you know your audience and your wife very well, sir. Mm-hmm. This is why you would never fucking do that. She says, if you're traveling for work or one of some of you have pre-check and the others don't, go for it. No need to wait in line unnecessarily. So the couple of times that I've traveled for work with certain people in particular, you damn well know they weren't waiting for you for shit. If they would go through, I remember the first time I went to a very big festival. It was my first time there. I was super nervous. I was new to the group. I'd only been a part of it for like 4 or 5 months, not even. And it was like I was traveling with these people. And it's not like I'm some fair weather, like, oh my God, I can't travel. But it was like, okay, y'all have been through the ropes here. You know how this works. You could wait. It wasn't like that. It was literally almost verbatim, before somebody tries to be like, that's not what happened. It was like, if your bags aren't there, like how many bags do you have? If you're not out there and you don't have your shit ready to go by this time, we're leaving you. I was like, well, damn. So I wouldn't suggest doing that. I would just maybe say like, yeah, if you have it, sure, you paid for it. Cool. You don't have to be like their emotional support person going through TSA, but don't be fucking rude. There is absolutely no animosity coming out of this microphone at all. So she says, this Nicole Campoy, the travel expert, on the opposite end, if you're a couple on your honeymoon, it's maybe not the best start to things to leave your beloved behind at security. What the fuck? Can you imagine? If you did that shit to me, I'd be chucking my ring at your face. Like, what? Why is that funny? Because you know it's true. Mm-hmm. Who does that? On your honeymoon?
No.
What? That's horrible. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, that's when you're supposed to be canoodling and in love and all that shit. Like, you're not supposed to just leave your wife behind. Like, huh? What? That would be horrible.
Yeah.
Are you laughing because you could imagine the fury that would come out of my freaking soul if you did this to me?
Mm-hmm.
I just smell like it would not be pretty. She also adds, if you're the one traveling without pre-check, you need to know yourself. Oh, shit. And speak up. Oh, okay. And speak up about being an anxious traveler who would prefer companionship during the sometimes stressful security process if that's the case. Okay. I don't like TSA. I don't really love airports because a lot of times I've had to make trips that were like agonizing, and I do get a little bit triggered by that. But can you agree with this, Marshall, that like my triggers aren't like an outward thing that I admit to? Like I'll just be like angry or irritated or whatever. I don't think it's an anxiousness. I think that it's an uncomfortable feeling of like feeling like PTSD, but it's not that serious from certain things. So it's not that I'm an anxious traveler, but I do, because of the fact that for years I would travel everywhere by myself, anywhere, like going back for holidays and going home for holidays. And so now that I have you, my darling husband, I want you next to me while I'm traveling. I want to be like, you know, his and hers.
Yeah.
So don't you dare ever leave me behind.
No.
With TSA. I mean, like that would really piss me off because we get so little time together anyway that I almost think the cuteness of having no children on us and traveling through the airport is like part of the vacay. Not that we ever go on them. but
no,
you know?
But like even like the trips we've done,
we've like, done one trip together sans kids.
Yeah, I mean a lot more prior to that, and I think a lot of it was COVID and everything else,
right.
But like, you know, when we have to travel with the boys and you have the iPads and all that stuff, it's like you can literally just roll through with TSA. You know,
you
to,
can't
like,
roll through anywhere with our two kids. What fantasy land are you
in?
No,
with like electronics and stuff. So like it just makes it less stressful. Like,
yeah,
just,
I mean, because it's also too that like I going back to the TSA people, it's like sometimes they make you take it out of the thing. And those damn kid like iPad things are impossible. So sometimes they make you take it out. Sometimes they don't. And like the anxiety I get, this is where I get anxious, of letting my phone go through without me. Because it's my whole life. Literally, Marshall had it in our wedding vows. I'll find your phone when you need it. Can you imagine if we were going on a trip and I lost my phone?
Uh-huh.
I don't want to live in that life. I don't even want to manifest that ever. Sorry, universe. Please don't bring that bad luck to me. Okay, so she also adds, this travel expert, it gets more complicated if you're traveling as a family, like you just said. So it says, on TSA's official website, children 12 years or older are allowed to accompany an enrolled parent or guardian with pre-check without restriction, blah, 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 blah. Children ages 13 to 17 can also join their parents as long as they have TSA pre-check indicator on their boarding pass. Oh, damn, 13? You can be that young and get that? But then they said something about multi-generational travelers can discuss it. Like if grandpa and grandma have pre-check, obviously you wouldn't, argue with your elders that they get to go through, because when you're that old, when I'm that old, I'm not gonna give a fuck about anything. Don't argue with me about anything. Time is money, and you steal my time, I will kick your ass. Like, no, like I agree with that. But don't make grandma and grandpa take your kids through security without you unless you know for certain that they can all handle that. Like, I would never send my mom with my kids through pre-check, even though she's a really good traveler. Like, mm-hmm. Hell no. Malin would kill her. Like, I mean, I'm joking, but like she would be pummeled. Like, I think she would like put him through the conveyor belt and leave. As she says, as for when it's completely unacceptable to leave behind a travel partner at security, she references any situation where someone definitely needs help going through the process. Yes. Like if you're on crutches or something, can you imagine?
Well, I can.
Well, yeah, because you had that hip surgery and you were wheelchair then, right?
Yeah, we were wheelchair then.
And crutches.
Yeah.
But we didn't have pre-check, right?
Well, I did, but...
Did you go through pre-check? But you couldn't.
No, I went. That's what I'm saying. Like, the only trip I did out of, like...
Was that first one?
The trips to Florida.
Damn.
And, like, Puerto Rico, Atlanta, like, everything. It was just that one trip to Atlanta.
That, like, because you had food. Because Marshall and his food are sacred. Oh, damn, babe. See, now I feel bad.
That's why every single time I was like, you need pre-check.
And we had Lyric with us, too. Like, That was a fun trip. Why did we do that again? It was Christmas or something? Or I had work. I think I had work. Because that was when I was still working for the station and we had to go there for Jingle Ball. That's what it was.
No.
Yeah, it was.
No.
Because I would not have brought you to Florida for Christmas. We had Jingle Ball that year, I think.
No, I think it was just Christmas.
Oh, we're stupid.
And then we were back relatively soon and that was Gasparilla.
Oh. God, it was a beautiful blur, but that whole time in my life was a blur. Gasparilla is when we used to go to Florida for the station we used to work at there. If you've never been to Florida and to Gasparilla, you need to go. It's very fun. But then she says, this expert, some examples she gives include somebody that can't lift a carry-on easily on their own, a very nervous or less experienced flyer and need your support. Leaving your spouse alone with your young kids or your elderly parent who's moving more slowly these days are also a no-go for Jackson. Yeah, if you ever... You wouldn't, though. Like, I don't see you ever doing that to me. But she says it's only acceptable pushback if your travel partner is entirely capable of going through the line on their own. I'm not going to promise you that I'm going to get pre-check before we travel again. I will promise you that if we travel internationally or to Puerto Rico again... That I will. I know that's international. Shut up. It's not that hard. It's like a hop, skip, and a jump. So it doesn't seem that far of a situation for me. If we're traveling on a flight where like we're never been there before and all that stuff, I will go make the effort to get it. I might even make the effort to get it before we travel again. I'm going to manifest that if I go get pre-check, we're going to get our dream trip dropped in our lap. So I'll have no excuse. But I don't know. I'll go get it, babe. I'll get it. I think. Maybe. I don't know. I
rest my case.
Shut up. Like, can you imagine though, honestly, like if there was a husband that was just like, all right, bye, I'm gonna go through. Cause I remember there's a certain person I used to know that had a cowboy hat on all the time. Love that emoji. That it was like, he used to say that all the time Does he think do I think he was joking? No, he'd be like, if my girl didn't have pre-check, I would straight leave her behind. And I'm like, ugh, I believe it, honestly, actually, because it's that person's character. But I, like, literally, we would not be together. Like, if the first time we did a flight and we'd only known each other for 4 months, so it's not like you had time to get on me about it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that you really would have gotten on to me at 4 months at that point, because I was an angel then and you just loved me so much. Mm-hmm. I was. I might have gotten a little shitty since then, but I was.
I wasn't disagreeing.
I was a perfect girlfriend. I was. Mm-hmm. That's why I got a ring inside of 6 months. What? but I just couldn't imagine that, like, one. I don't know. Doesn't that go to your character, though? Like, if you are that in much of a hurry that you're with someone and you're just going to, like, leave them behind and be like, bye, go suffer by yourself?
Yeah. I mean, it's different if, like, you're...
No. Like,
yeah,
no.
I mean, if you're going to the same place and everything's the same, I mean...
Because you're
going
to end up waiting on the other end anyway.
Yeah. I would just rather get through faster and have more time to, you know, chill or eat or whatever before the flight.
I mean, but yeah, like, there was something else in this article too that I kind of skimmed through. They're like, oh, if you're going to leave your partner behind, they're like, you better be in Starbucks getting their order perfectly and having it waiting on the other end. You better have the motherfucking Hope Diamond waiting on the other end. If you were to leave me with our two boys in luggage to go and save 15 minutes through pre-check, like, Nope.
Well, that, like, that's the
I'm
one.
Projecting. I'm doing it again.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's the one thing is, like, you know, I could add both of them to my pre-check. So, okay, like, if you got, like, it'd just be so much faster.
Fine. You take the boy. You know what? Let's do this. You take the boys and go through pre-check, and you could wait on the other side in hell by yourself while Malin screams his way up and down the aisles.
I'm hoping.
And wants candy.
Trip.
And I'll go through. You know what? I'll chill with just my purse and my social media. Well, yeah, let's do that.
I'm hoping the next trip solo with us. And
same.
And you have pre-check.
You know what? You book us a trip somewhere, just me and you, like going to Charleston. That's on the bucket list. I will go get pre-check, but, you know, we'll get there. We're manifesting that. We're manifesting that Really Riley is going to get lots of advertisers this month, and we gonna do it. But I like that one, babe. So you see why I didn't give you my answer? Mm-hmm. But I do love, like, having you on the podcast like that, and, like, everybody always loves that they... when they see your snark side, because, you know, you don't get that through the
internet. No, I mean, I don't want someone touching my shit, and, like, I don't like being around people.
Oh, and you are so OCD about your stuff. Like, it's so funny. You should watch the way that Marshall and I pack. He is so meticulous about packing. He's got those little vacuum sealed baggy things. And I'll tell you, when we went to Puerto Rico, he was the most prepared motherfucker. He was the sexiest thing ever, because we're literally there. He's got little waterproof baggies for my phone. He's got, like, it was like a necklace or like a...
It was like a lanyard that had, like, the waterproof for, like, the rainforest. And
that
then
you could have your phone, like, in it.
Water shoes. And then it was like waterproof backpacks.
Oh, yeah.
That's why everyone's trying to, like, hand us our shit.
I know. Everybody did, though. And I was like, okay, we're done. We don't want any more. Like,
I didn't come here to ruck. Like, this is for my shit.
We did, though. We did hold some of it, but you're definitely very prepared. Me, I throw... That's why I travel so much, because people make fun of me when I travel, that it's like, I don't actually wear all of those things. I live by the rule, though, that, like, I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it, because then we're going to spend half the vacation trying to find it. Mm-hmm. I just overpack. But I also don't like... I don't... It's ADHD. I don't like to think and plan out my outfits. Mm-hmm. I just bring options. Wouldn't you rather it that way, though? Than me not have the option?
Yeah. No, I mean, I just very OCD about how I pack.
He always has this little itty bitty suitcase, and I've got, like, the luggage that's almost as tall as me.
Well, I mean, it depends.
On what?
Well, because, like, sometimes I'll do, you know, a check, which would be the big one, and then I'll have, like, one of the smaller guys.
Very rarely, though. Very rarely. Like, and for me, if I'm, like, when we went to Puerto Rico, I think I brought, like, 9 bathing suits. I might have worn 2 or 3. I brought, like... I don't know. I brought so much shit, and I don't think I wore half of it because we were in, like, you know, gym wear most of the time. But
I brought the big guy, and I brought another
one. But that's the thing. That's like an international trip. I do this with everything. You know what? I could so go on the tangent with this, but you guys are probably just sitting there laughing at us. But thank you guys for listening. Babe, I love you. Happy Easter. I know it's the day after. I hope you guys had a really great time with your family. We're going to have some more Ask Riley this week. I'm going to have another Riley's Fave 5. I'm going to be bringing on some more interviews too. And I also want to do a Riley's Cup of Tea. I don't know if I want to talk about this. I think it depends on who I talk about it with. But Kristen Cavallari and her new boyfriend that is 20-something years old, and she's my age. I'm 42. She's, I think, a little bit younger than me, like 39. And I think I maybe might want to talk about this with you, Marshall, because we have that age gap. I am 6.5 years older than Marshall. Now, I know 20-something to 40-something is very different, but I think this is an interesting chat to have because of the fact that it's women that always get the flack for dating younger than and men. Men don't get it as much. It's kind of norm, but yes. All that's coming up this week. I love you guys so much for listening. Questions, comments, concerns, hit me up in the DMs at Riley Couture, RileyCouture, at Really Riley Podcast, and at House of W by Riley. That is my crystal intention candle business. Also, if you guys would do me a solid, even if you've done it before, could you please, please, please give me a review, because that's going to help Really Riley grow and keep the lights on, if you will. Like, comment, share, do all the things. Pass it along with somebody if you like it. And if you don't, please give me the feedback. I'm always open to it. I mean, honestly, I'm my worst critic. So if you tell me something shitty, I'm either going to fix it or I'm going to do it more. Marshall is at the Fit Marshmallow on the gram, spelled like the artist, not the food. And yeah, I love you, babe. Thanks for chilling with me.
Love you too.
Love you guys. It's Really Riley.